Pastor David Trainum, Vice Chair?
Yes.
Chris Spencer?
Here.
Todd Curley?
Here.
Sam Wells, Secretary?
Here.
And then from Land Bank staff, we have Adam Zarenko, Executive Director, Amanda Wyckoff, Director of Operations, Erica Gans, Assistant Director of Operations, Will Sekula, Planning and Projects Manager, and Kate Hedgman, Counsel. Am I missing anyone else on the call? Okay. Charlie, we have a quorum if we want to start.
Hey, you want to read off the COVID thing?
Sure. So I'm recording this call. This is Adam. Good morning. This is Adam Zarenko. I'm the Executive Director of the Albany County Land Bank Corporation. We are convening the meeting of the Board of Directors for the May 2020 board meeting. We're convening this meeting via teleconference pursuant to the governor's executive order in connection with the COVID-19 restrictions. We just called the roll and we have a quorum, and we're prepared to go forward on the agenda.
Okay, this is Charles Tooley, Chair. First item on the agenda is review and approval of April 2020 minutes. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion. Todd?
Second.
Pastor David, second.
Okay, any discussion, additions, corrections, deletions to the minutes? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. David.
Aye.
Item two, review of financial statement. Adam?
So I circulated the financial statements in the Board of Directors packet. They are the April 2020 financial statements. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to look at those. I can go through a few highlights that are specific for this month. On the balance sheet, so under account 2141, which is really budget line 1002, it's labeled as list, but you'll see there's a $99,900 line item in there. That is the money we received from the PPP federal stimulus loan from M&T Bank. We've used a separate account to track that money to make sure it stays separate from other funds. And we have started to draw down those funds for eligible expenses, largely around payroll and rent, in accordance with the program that was approved last month. We are following all the guidance that comes out on best practices to try to make sure we're tracking those expenses separately. And once we're able to apply for forgiveness, we'll be sure to do that under the program. So I just wanted to point that out, that we did set up that separate account in accordance with what we spoke about last month. We are in the process of receiving $425,000 grant award, which is great news. We announced that via press release a few weeks ago. This is for CRI 4.2, which is the last tranche of Attorney General community revitalization funds. That's the bank settlement funds that are coming through Enterprise Community Partners. Our award is largely centered on two things: to complete up to six more demolitions of blighted buildings using the additional grant funds. And they also were very supportive, Enterprise, the grantors of our EOP program, our equitable ownership program, which is, you know, very unique for us. And we received money to do up to five stabilizations of $25,000 each for the EOP program. So we're really excited about that, because it will really help us chip away at some of the scope of work and probably yield more opportunities for more program participants. We have been applying our new protocol with respect to the audit that we had, the annual audit, making sure that we're reconciling all of our databases against the with the accountants, as well as our internal accounting systems. We acquired 37 new properties the other week. and we tried the new process for the first time, and it worked out well. So I think that that should resolve any issues that we flagged last time around. On the P&L, so I'm on to the next document. If you look at 4100, property sale income, we did okay in April, just north of $98,000, which is good, all things considered. That was propped up by a few property sales, a large sale or two, but it is helpful. I think it keeps us pushing that momentum, those sales that we've been approving over the past couple months, and the work that our team has been doing remotely is really helping us stay moving forward through the COVID-19, and I think we're seeing a return on the other side through the on the horizon here. For lines 53,000, 55,000, 56,000, we're doing what we can with respect to cleanups and stabilizations and rehabs. Given the restrictions on those efforts, we still do property checks and do board ups and safety and security items as needed. And that's pretty much the highlights on the financial side of things, Charlie, unless anyone has any specific questions.
Adam, Pastor David, just a quick question. The stabilizations at 5,500, they're zero, so we have not done any all year.
Let's see. Stabilizations on 5,500. I'm seeing 45,000 on my line, total 5,500. I'm on the January through April 2020 P&L.
Yeah, correct. Mine has zero at the 55,000 line.
Oh, right. So if you go down, Pastor, if you go down to the total line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down in bold, you
gotcha.
See the 45.
I see
it's
it.
It's the aggregate. So they break it up by – we track it by board ups, contractors, clean outs, and other professional services.
Got it. Thank you.
No problem. Anyone else have any questions?
Okay. Hearing none. Item 3 is adopting a resolution to approve the sale of multiple properties. Do I have a motion?
Pass so move. Make a motion.
Second.
Second. Todd.
Okay, so I have Pastor Trina motion and Todd second.
Okay, presentation, Adam.
So for this month's recommended sales to the board of directors, we have 13 properties spanning 5 municipalities in Albany County, and the 13 properties recommending sale for this month comprised of 11 lots and 2 vacant buildings. I also will be requesting a price adjustment for one of our property sales we approved last month. So without further ado, the board of directors has received the sales matrix. I'll be referring to the application number for the sales recommendations along with the sales recommendation column. And these recommendations are the culmination of our work from our application process, our sales process, which we are conducting as best we can remotely, and the recommendations of the acquisition and disposition committee. So first up, we have 1208 Chestnut Street, which is a residential vacant lot in the town of Colony. We're recommending to advance the sale to applicant 1918. The parents live next door on 1212 Chestnut Street, and they may want to build a house on this lot in the future. We're not requiring a house to be built. We would not recommend a house to be a requirement to build a house here. We would recommend the sale to go forward to this applicant. 202 15th Street is a residential vacant lot in the city of Waterville. We're recommending to advance the sale to applicant 1858. The applicant's the adjacent property owner and would use this for additional driveway or parking space for that property that they own. I'm going to combine the recommendation, Charlie, for 218 Colony Street, 220 Colony Street, 222 Colony Street. These are all residential vacant lots in the city of Albany's Arbor Hill neighborhood. We're recommending to advance the sale of those lots to applicant 1925, 1924, and 1923, respectively. It's all the same applicant, who is a resident on Livingston Avenue and wants to use the properties as additional open space. These are lots. I think one is a former vacant building that we demolished. We're recommending to advance that applicant as the first sale, and as an alternate sale, we're recommending to advance applicant 1906, listed as 1906, 1942, and 1943, respectively, on the sales matrix as the alternate buyer. This applicant also owns property on Livingston but isn't primary residence, and has several different ideas on how to program the lots that may or may not be approved under city zoning, so we're not 100% sure on that would have to guide the use, but we do think that some of the proposed uses would be good. So we do want to recommend the applicant alternate buyer here, especially as we work remotely. 226 Colony Street is a residential vacant lot. This is one property off of these clusters, I believe. Recommended to advance the sale to applicant 1922, which is the same applicant as we recommended for the prior three properties and the same use. We did not have competing application for this particular property. 250 Shaker Road is a large tract of residential vacant land in the city of Albany, adjacent to Tivoli Park. We're recommending to advance this sale to applicant 1907. They have a myriad proposed uses here. The applicant's done a fair amount of work on researching and due diligence on the site. I would flag that we have identified federal liens on this property, so that they've been disclosed to the applicant, and the applicant understands that we'll be taking a closer look at those, but still wants to proceed with the sales approval and have a conditional sales contract. 28 Whitbeck Lane is a residential, vacant residential building in the town of New Scotland. We are recommending to advance the sale of this property to applicant 1926. Would recommend here to require that the structure on the property be demolished within a 12-month period under a redevelopment enforcement note. The building is severely deteriorated, and we would like to see that building removed, and this buyer's willing to do it through private investment, so we see that as a good outcome all around. 311 Clinton Avenue is a residential building in the Arbor Hill neighborhood in the city of Albany. It's one of the four buildings that we fully rehabbed under the Neighbors for Neighborhoods program. This is a two-unit building. We are recommending to advance the sale of this property to applicant 1850. Applicant is relocating to the area and would owner occupy and have to keep, under the terms of the program, the other unit affordable under the rent restrictions set forth in the program for a 20-year period. We have cleared this buyer with our grantors, and they approved this use, although the applicant does not meet the geographic constraints set forth in the grant program. We did get an exception here with a quite a difficult time finding a viable buyer for this particular property. 35 Osborne Street is a residential vacant lot in the south end of Albany. We're recommending to advance the sale to applicant 1803, who lives across the street on Osborne Street. And we're recommending applicant 1930 as the alternate buyer for this lot. 37 Osborne Street is a residential vacant lot in the city of Albany. We're recommending to advance this sale to applicant 1931, who has family that lives on Osborne Street and is helping their family purchase the property. 45 Lexington is a residential vacant lot in the city of Albany's West Hill neighborhood. Recommending to advance the sale to applicant 1786. The applicant has a rehab project underway through a different transaction with us and has recently come into full compliance with that and is will be completing it by the end of this year and is also the adjacent property owner of the subject lot at 45 Lexington. And finally, we have Valley Pine Drive is a residential vacant lot in the town of Guilderland. We're recommending to advance the sale to applicant 1935. They are the adjacent property owner. I would note for the minutes here that we presented another application to the Acquisition Disposition Committee. It was applicant 1936. That applicant did not have all their financials in, so we did not present it as an alternate purchaser here because it did not meet our buyer qualification requirements. I just wanted to follow that evolution along for the record here. And then on 315 Clinton Avenue, which is the other Neighbors for Neighborhoods full rehab we completed on Clinton Avenue in the Arbor Hill neighborhood in the city of Albany, we had a proposed sale to applicant 1781, which was approved by the board. We had erroneously listed the offer amount as higher than the asking price and what the applicant did offer on the board matrix, and would like to request that we adjust the approved sales price to reflect the asking price and the offer price, and wanted to codify it through the board meeting here so we can advance with that sale too. So ideally we would be able to move both 315 and 311 Neighbors for Neighborhoods properties to contract after today. And that is all the sales we have this month.
Any further questions on the sales? All those in favor of the sales for this month?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, Pastor David.
Charlie, for the record, we should ask if anyone is opposed or wants to abstain too, so we can have it in the minutes.
Please. Opposed? Hearing none. Abstain? Hearing none. Item
Thank
four.
You.
Adopting a resolution approving an option to purchase real estate with the agreement with the South End Development. Do I have a motion?
Make a motion.
Motion.
Todd.
Okay. Second?
Second, Pastor.
Presentation on the option.
Seeking approval to enter into an option to purchase real estate with South End Development. A copy of the option was circulated to the board, and then earlier today I circulated a map. The option consists of 31 vacant lots in the South End of Albany. Most of the lots are part of subclusters that we've been acquiring and assembling over time. There are several other vacant lots that are scattered in and around the South End. All of the properties in the option are in Schedule A, I believe it is, the exhibit. They're all vacant lots. We have this offer from South End Development LLC, which is a developer who is working on a property development called the 76 in the South End. The larger program they have in place envisions three phases. Phases two and three would contemplate using these lots among other private acquisitions that the entity's been acquiring over time. And the vision for these properties is affordable home ownership opportunities pursuant to their proposal, which may be townhouse or single family style. The applicants have to get municipal approvals in order to build the properties that the developments they're proposing on these lots. So when we presented at the Acquisition and Disposition Committee meeting, we talked about what the best way to support that part of the process would be. And the committee advised us to pursue an option. We were able to finalize the option agreement with South End Development. That's the version that was included in the board's materials. The option basically looks like this. The south end development of this option will have a six-month term to go after their approvals with the municipality to do what they're proposing to do. We would essentially land bank the properties under the option while they're doing that, and the south end developments agree to pay the land bank consideration at the price of $75 per property per month while they're under option, so we can offset our maintenance and insurance costs. The option has 2 3-month extensions that can be activated that would then extend the option commensurate with that, and we would receive additional payment to offset our maintenance obligations on the properties at a price of $6,975 per extension. The option allows the South End Development the right to inspect the property and go on it in connection with their due diligence phase. And, you know, that's essentially the highlights of the agreement here. It's very similar, if not identical, to the option that we that the board approved for the Arbor Hill Development Corp, similar, somewhat similar project in the Arbor Hill West Hill neighborhood on 1st and 2nd last month. We modeled it under the same option at the advice of the committee, Acquisition Disposition Committee. And we did attend a listening session on the proposed 76 development. Last week, the developers had a Zoom digital conference, and they kind of unveiled or had a digital community meeting, if you will. And the project is very ambitious, very bold, and there seems to be a great deal of community support for the proposed development. So we're hoping that the developers can move forward, but in the meanwhile, we think the option is the best option for us to have be able to provide an interest in the property at low risk and low cost to the land, really no cost to the land bank, in support of a program that would lead to development of hopefully affordable housing. That's pretty much the highlight.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'd like to take the roll on the resolution to enter into an option. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pastor Dave.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
So we got executive director updates, right?
Yes, sir. I only have a handful of updates here. We are hopeful that we'll be able to return to somewhat normal operation back at our office over the next month or so. We're following what everyone else is following, which is the process of the county government working to meet the state's requirements. We, on the staff side, land bank, the staff management team has been, we've been thinking initially of what a return to office plan would look like. We're going to put pencil to paper and we'll circulate something to the board, much like we did the scale down plan to stay ahead of COVID-19 earlier in March. But it will largely be based on some of the best practices and recommendations that are being put out. Our business is a little unique, so we'll make sure it's tailored to us, because obviously the safety of our staff and team is paramount. But we'll present something for the board to consider via email, maybe a similar PowerPoint, just summary of what we think it could look like. And, it will have a lot of the things that people are recommending. I think for us, we would want to be careful on, we probably have a prohibition on walk-ins for a while, and then maybe phase it into appointment only as the region meets more of the thresholds for safety and things like that. So we're definitely thinking of a phased, slow but steady approach. We don't want to rush into anything, but we do see things are headed in that direction, so we want to acknowledge it. So that's pretty much front and center on our radar now. That being said, we're still planning on continuing our operation in June through June remotely. So I will be sending out scheduling for meeting times for the committee meetings and the board meeting in accordance with the past formats we've been doing the past several months. I've had one or two suggestions that we look at changing the time, so I'll just send some feelers out to the board members and the committee members to see what's most convenient for everyone. And, you know, the strategy here is if we go back before the end of June, great. If not, we are, you know, we have our apparatus underway to operate remotely and keep doing what we've been doing, so we're okay. We have made some promising progress on our south end development cluster, which is adjacent to the south end development team's cluster. So lots of exciting things in the south end. We're circulated a summary of that to the board of directors, and we'll be reaching out to make sure we're briefing the board on next steps. But we have picked that back up, and we're looking forward to moving that forward, especially we're seeing some momentum with respect to redevelopment and reviving the South End, which I think will be even more important for all of our neighborhoods, really, and the post-COVID-19 economic realities we'll be facing. And then what else? We will be closed Monday. The Monday's a holiday, so just I guess that's more of an FYI for everyone. I just realized that on this morning's staff call. Just want to make sure if you need anything, feel free to contact us or give me a call or email me. Other than that, I think those are the key highlights. We have one or two properties that we're looking to acquire into the LLC that were approved. We had the documentation for the former pizza parlor in Watervliet seems to be prepared. So that's been a property we had a great deal of interest in. We're looking to pick that up soon. And other than that, we are just proceeding forward as best we can, given the circumstances.
Thank you for that, Adam. We're all up to date here.
Mm-hmm.
Anything more from board members?
There will be. The conversation that you and Adam and I have had, I'd like to go dark on it, if you would. I'm not sure if there are any community people on the line. Maybe a closed session would be good just to put in the hearing of the board members.
So I think we would have to go into an executive session, Pastor, for that, and I'd have to obviously stop the broadcast and the recording. Like it would be a public meeting in person. We'd have to excuse people to do that.
Correct.
So, we could do that.
I just didn't want to have it hung up and without at least starting the conversation on it.
Okay. So then I think to do the correct protocol, we'd have to move to go into executive session, and then I would need a couple minutes to stop the, you know, to set up the program here for executive session, and then I could make sure that it's the board members or the folks in executive session on this call.
Okay. Very good.
So, rather than we see that our next meeting is going to be on June 16th, so everybody should know that. And rather than let's see, I guess we can't close the meeting. We'll have a motion to go into executive session before we close the meeting. I have a motion.
Pastor David, make a motion.
I'll second it.
Can you state for the record just a brief reason for it, just, you know, to preserve the record and to comply?
Yes.
What are some of the categories again, Kate, to make sure that Pastor Trainum has the right guidance on that?
Sure.
That are eligible?
Sure. It's very narrow. So personnel, attorney-client privilege, something that would endanger public safety, that's about it.
Yeah, see, this really isn't about those things.
No.
How about circulating a memo between everybody of our thoughts and board members so that everybody has what we as board members are thinking about in a memo situation?
Yeah.
That's a better way, because there's nothing secretive about what we're trying to do here, and it doesn't fall into the categories of executive session. So,
yeah.
And I have been talking a little bit. Adam has been talking a little bit. So we summarize our memos and start circulating them to board members for their reaction, and then we can decide how we want to deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay, just remember that that's spoilable, okay?
Yeah. It's more of a programs that we're just not ready to, it's nothing. It's more of a programs we're working on. It's good stuff. So we're just, let's do that. I think, Pastor Trim, if you're okay, that way we could have it all in one place. And then maybe by next meeting, we'll be able to have more information to share more broadly.
100%.
Yeah. And between this now and the next meeting, we're all going to share our thoughts on what we're trying to do here. Basically, is mission oriented. How do we make the land bank be true to its mission? And so a couple board members have had some thoughts, and we're going to share them with each other during in between this meeting and the next meeting, and then we'll decide what we do then.
Yeah, good. Exciting. Okay.
So then I'll have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all for calling in. Thank you.
Appreciate everybody there.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.